AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump tonight facing off against each other in the first presidential candidates debate of the general election season. They're expecting a record-breaking number of Americans to watch. Political analyst David Anderson.
This first debate is the nation's first chance to see the two candidates next to each other and really confronting each other about what they stand for.
AP White House correspondent Mark Smith says Trump and Clinton have been preparing for tonight in different ways.
For several days, Clinton, according to aides, has been hunkered down with briefing books in her Chappaqua, New York home and has done at least some practice fielding questions in front of a camera. But Trump has taken less time off the campaign trail and has publicly disdained both briefing books and rehearsals as overrated.
The debate begins at 9 Eastern. It'll be live on all the major networks and cable news channels. Arnold Palmer has died. The golfing great was admitted to a Pittsburgh hospital on Thursday for cardiovascular work and died yesterday. Arnold Palmer was 87. Our Sagar Magani has a fond look back.
Arnold Palmer brought golf to the masses, the working man star, standing pigeon-toed over putts with his own legion of fans. George W. Bush awarded Palmer the Presidential Medal of Freedom in 2004. The man known as the King had won 62 times on the PGA Tour, including seven majors.
Major League Baseball is mourning the death of Marlins pitcher Jose Fernandez, who was killed along with two others when their boat slammed into a small pier off Miami Beach early yesterday. Authorities say it appears speed was a factor in the tragedy. The man suspected of shooting five people dead at a mall in Washington State will make his first court appearance today. Arkin Chayton is a creepy, rude guy, according to a neighbor. He's been in trouble with the law before. This is AP Radio News. How about this, kids? No homework. A small but growing number of elementary schools are doing away with homework so kids can have more time to play and participate in activities, spend time with families, read, and sleep. We talked to some fourth graders at Oak Ridge Elementary in Arlington, Virginia about this.
I get stressed out. It was so stressful.
But I feel like I'm getting rushed around the house and I don't have any time to play outside.
Alfie Kahn wrote a book called The Homework Myth.
More educators are finally realizing that homework is all pain and no gain for children. And perhaps they're being helped in that realization by parents.
But other experts disagree, saying all school children should be doing some homework. School is canceled through Wednesday in Cedar Rapids, Iowa, and thousands of people have been evacuating as flood threatens that city. The Cedar River crested Saturday night in Waterloo and Cedar Falls. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.